It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 194. How's it going, Sam?
Good. I heard the music. Was that on purpose?
Oh, yeah, because I don't have the audio on. It's a long, complicated story.
That was
story.
Cool. It felt like a real show.
Long, complicated story involving gizmos and gadgets and routing and everything.
I think this show counts.
Yeah. You got to hear the music for it to count.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a member of a premium, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
I have no idea.
Exclusive organization on Facebook called the
Comedy Shoe
Shine group.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And Sam's not.
No.
He's not a member.
I'd like to be.
Yeah. Not a member.
How does a fella sign up for something
well,
like that?
We'll see. I mean, you can submit your application and we'll kind of leave it to the.
Well, I saw the group and I saw there's millions of members. So I thought like,
it's almost full.
Yeah. Will anyone even notice that?
You'll just be one of the masses in there. But if you want to join,
I wasn't in it is my question.
That's actually a good point. I haven't checked. I'd have to go run some queries to even.
Yeah, it'll be like what you do.
I don't have the processor speed.
You know when you go to like your bank account, you try to do a report, and it's like we'll just email you later because we can't even. Do you have that? I have that still
for the Comedy Shoe Shine bank account because it's just so
yeah. No, it might be it's one of my accounts. It's like, sorry, we can't give you this information now. Like,
such a long history of like transactions and crap.
And it's nothing. It's like a month. Like I asked for like a month.
Is just, and you've said this too, and we both bank with Chase or whatever. So
yeah.
Can everything stop changing forever? Is that?
Yeah.
Is it so much to ask for just nothing to ever change except the stuff that sucks? I want to. Like, politically, I want stuff to change. When it comes to, I'm talking about, like, websites.
You're a website conservative, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I will vote for the Donald Trump of websites. Because, like, I don't need, it already had everything. The Chase, it was like Facebook. We used to complain about Facebook changing every 5 seconds. I feel like it's been a while since we had to deal with that. Eventually, it got big enough to where they're like, oh, let's not do a meaningless update every 2 weeks that ruins something. But this Chase website, I feel like it just fucking updated again. I was just going to say this last time. It's not interesting, but they went through this huge update. And then for the longest time, one of my fucking accounts was the old one and one was the new one. So like, depending on what I was logging, you know, cause I have to have a separate login for the business stuff. Cause they don't let you do the same one. So like a separate business. And then like the business one was the old website. And my personal stuff was the new website. So it was fucking confusing as hell. And then they finally all got on the new thing. And I was like, all right, fine. Fuck. God. All right. I learned a new fucking I don't even know that I learned it. But like, I guess I'm kind of coping with this layout. And then they just did another one. They just did another update. Oh, you're talking about the Gmail one. Yeah.
They're doing that now.
Yeah. That I don't know which way is up with that.
It said like we're gonna do it in a week or whatever, no matter what you say, Mr. User. And it was like, do you want to just see it now? And I was like, no, I want every fucking second of the comfortable Gmail.
I know. I was just gonna say,
I'm not doing it
don't
early.
Don't give me a warning. I don't, it just makes, yeah. It's more time for me to be mad. I know that's counterintuitive. Like they want to do, oh, we'll give you the option. Try it out.
No.
Take the new layout for a spin. No, I'm not gonna fucking do that. Just if you've decided, because I have no power in this relationship, that you have to fuck with my life, then just fucking do it. I don't want to build up. It's like someone threatening to take you to the dentist every day for like a month. We might go drill your teeth. No, okay. You're safe today. It's like, that's the worst.
To me, it's like if the doctor was like, hey, you're going to need, you know, your hip's going to fail in like a couple years. Should we just hit it with a hammer now and just get, let's just get it now.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be there. I'm like, no, can I just use my good hip until it craps out?
Oh,
I'll
I
just
see.
Walk as many steps as I can.
Yeah, but
no,
by that reasoning...
Why would I want to go to the shitty new thing?
by that reasoning, I would never go to the new website. I would just leave me on the 1999 Gmail forever.
Yeah.
I got used to it. It did everything I needed it to do. I didn't...
Yeah, I've never been on Gmail and been like, oh, man, I really just am missing this...
I conveniently found every email I wanted and sent a reply. It is doing one thing though, is it's telling you if you haven't responded to something. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I don't
need
all
the change the design.
The Gmail one wasn't as bad as the Chase one. I mean, this is a big Chase customers hopefully are most of our listeners, because the Chase one is just, I can't even, every time I log on, it's a different website. I don't even know what the fuck it is. God.
You know what's weird is, I don't know if this will make any sense to you, but the old Chase website for the last, I don't know, old Chase, as I like to refer to it.
I got dropped by the saloon and the old Chase website. Yeah.
What has it been, 10 years that it looked like that? Anyway, I think it's just, I don't know if it's my brain or every human, but that's my money. Like that's, when I look at that, you know, that design of the thing, it's like, oh, that's how much money I have. The new one is like, I don't know what this is. It's not my money.
I know.
It's not like how much money I have. It's
a
bunch of
bullshit.
Yeah, is
this how many Imperial credits I have or something? I don't even know.
I don't know if I have any money or not now. Yeah, it doesn't even mean anything.
Might be Bitcoin or something.
Yeah. It was like someone just had a cat, you know, like dollars that, I have that much of dollars of money. Now it's like, I don't know what I could be poor.
I don't trust it.
Paid my mortgage this month.
Yeah, no idea. Well, all this was to say that I don't know if Sam's in the group, but if you want to join the group, credit to Lydia for this fucking perfect name. Go to facebook.com/group/weaselstronghold.
That's awesome.
It is the Weasel Stronghold. We are 1 million strong in the Weasel Stronghold. It's fun. We have more members than that than listeners. So I think, no, I'm just kidding, but we're going good. So that's fun. Thanks for joining and starting it up. And
what are the hot topics going on in there? I can't see.
Let's see. A lot of stuff
sizzling
about,
hot threads.
Sam sucks. Do we want Sam? Wish Sam would not do any bits on the show. Let's see here. What? No, I'm just kidding. Nothing. Nothing's happening. Nothing's happening because we're all waiting for you.
All right. Yeah, I'll do. I'll get in there.
Anyway, I've got
unrelated question.
Sure.
How do you go about making a fake Facebook account that you'll still check, you know?
Yeah, well, not really, because I have a podcast one and I don't even look at the dog shit other one anymore.
Yeah, that's what I need. So you made your fake one your real one?
Pretty much, because regular Facebook just turned to shit for me. I don't know why, because it was all like college people that I don't, you know, friends that I don't even talk to anymore. And then like a couple family members who are probably conservatives.
I thought that's what, isn't that what Facebook
is? No, that
is.
But if you start a page and, you know, all your listeners add you as friends, it's kind of cool. It's like a happening political environment and stuff. I don't know. So that's what I did. Mm-hmm. It used to make it easy to kind of flip back and forth, and then I had an update, made it harder probably. So, all right. I got shit to talk about. I've got some old notes that I think we're good, but I just forgot. And then they got left down the list, but I have to talk about, I'm probably going to do the same thing again, because I got to talk about this road trip I just did.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to a wedding you know what? I don't even fucking know where this is. I'm going to look at a map right now. Let's see. Google Maps. I'm Googling Google Maps. Because, like, we drove for fucking eternity south, but I guess we also went a little bit west because we weren't in L.A. Okay, so we were in, like, Santa Maria. We're like, oh, San Luis Obispo. Okay, so to get to San Luis Obispo, you just drive for fucking eternity. It feels longer than L.A. somehow, even though it's, I guess it ends up being similar because you have to drive. The road is a little less fast to get through the mountains and all that. But anyway, it took for goddamn ever. It was a long drive. But a couple things, a couple important shoeshine related notes.
Okay.
First off, I've got a rant. This is just a random thing, totally random thing. If I were to ask you, well, now I would just pretend that nothing has been said and you're just coming fresh. If I were to ask you where James Dean died, where would you think that was?
Huh. Downtown LA.
Me too.
Hollywood. Yeah.
I totally thought that. I just thought he got in LA, like somewhere, you know, just outside of LA or, you know, going in the hill or something.
I don't really think about it very much.
I only one, two times a week max.
Yeah.
And when I do.
When I hear the fun song, that's about the only times.
Wait, what? James Dean fun song? I mean, wait, what one is that?
Isn't that the lyric or whatever?
Oh.
Oh, he died. He died. He died. Isn't that about him?
Oh, is it? Oh, man. I don't think I ever put that together. You're probably right. Yeah. Anyway, we were driving back home from San Luis Obispo. So everybody get out your maps. Get out your pocket maps. Hmm. From San Luis Obispo to Sacramento, you go on this weird, I think it's like, it's numbers I'm not familiar with in terms of roads. It's like a 41 and a 46 and like a, there's might be a 33 involved at some point. Weird ways that I've only been like once. But we get to this intersection and I see a sign that says James Dean Memorial Intersection. Hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? Is that a different James Dean? What is this? Because we're in the middle of nowhere. Like the intersection, if I could describe it, it's like, think about like what kind of intersection do you think there would be an accident at? Like it would be, you know, a big complex intersection, like a boulevard maybe, or like maybe there's a blind corner kind of thing, like a wall or a barrier of, you know, trees or that's what I would pick. Something where like, oh shit, didn't see somebody coming or they ran a light. This is, if you were to come up with an intersection that's like, what is the last place an accident would happen? This would be it. Wide open, 700 mile visibility, not a single impediment to seeing ever. Like it's just, it's like a weird valley. Like there's nothing there, absolutely nothing. And furthermore, it's not a four way intersection. It's like a road. It's like a three way. So it's like a major road and there's like a connection to turn left. If you're going the way we were going, obviously right going the other way to get on like a different, highway. So it's like a three-way intersection. It's not even like a, you know, cross traffic thing. And I was like, can you look? I told her I was driving. I was like, could this be where he died? Look it up. And she Googled it and it totally is where he died. Hmm. It makes no sense.
Could it have looked different back then?
No, I don't think so. So he was just, I think she said, okay, I'll pull up the Wikipedia. He was just like sitting there. Yeah, he was stopped wait, hold on a sec. Is this going to turn out to not be it? That would be hilarious. No, 46 and 41. Yeah.
46 and 41.
Yeah, that's the...
the intersection of 46th Street and 41st Street.
Yeah, 46.
Street.
Well, it said south of Bakersfield.
Let's
Is
see,
that
Jimmy
right?
Dean, sausage...
it said south of Bakersfield, and that isn't where we are. So now I'm confused. It says where it is, and it has a picture of what I'm describing. Junction of, but then it said.
State Route 46 and California State Route 41.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, it's saying, it's kind of tracking his movement. So like earlier in the day, he was pulled over just south of Bakersfield. Okay, that confused me. So it's saying like that's the last, it was kind of whatever. And then later, 5:15 of Blackwood's corner. What is it? Jesus, I didn't need the serial podcast version of the accent. Just tell me the fucking accent. Crested and she said he was basically just sitting there and someone just killed him. Like, I didn't know that was it, but that's weird. And then I'm starting to think, then it's a weird thing to think about James Dean. Like, he seems like the coolest person ever. And then you think about it, and he was born in 1931 and died in 1955 at the age of 24. And then I just think about that. Like, I can't even fathom it. Makes no fucking sense. Like, the coolest guy ever was born in 1931 and then just died, like, right at...
Yeah.
So bizarre. But anyway, I just found that really interesting because I had the exact same impression you had where I just thought it was like, oh, LA somewhere, but it's not even close. Like, I mean, it's kind of close, but it's way out in the middle of nowhere. And the intersection couldn't be more clear. It's like wide open, nothing. So I found that interesting. Anyway, other stuff. So we were at a wedding and you may previously remember we've talked about wedding toasts.
Hmm.
At a different wedding. And there's some toast at this wedding. Got a little toasty at this one. And
but at there the was, wedding, not the rehearsal.
Okay. So the wedding that we just went to was a kind of a non-typical thing where it wasn't the wedding. It was just the reception. So like they did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess that's not that crazy. But they did the wedding. They just did it like a courthouse or something. They just like did the basic marriage thing. And then had a reception. And so there's toast. And I just want to say, because we talked about how bad of a toast there was at this other wedding. And someone gave a toast at this wedding who, like, he was a robot. Like, I'm not sure if he's old. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if he has some condition. But he talked like a robot. It's hard to explain. I wish I could even describe it, but it is.
Well, we all know what robots
do. Yeah, yeah. It's just picture a robot giving a toast, but like not a kooky robot, like a just run of the mill standard robot. And I have to say, he had it all written out, and planned, so that despite the fact that it couldn't be a more stale delivery, like it literally was the definition of the most stale delivery ever, it was totally fucking fine because it was planned out, had some good beats to it, you know, like, okay, this is the point I'm making here. This is the point I'm making there. Rounded it out. Quit while you're ahead. You know, get the fuck out of that toast. Everybody can round it. Oh, yeah. Good job, robot. We're so glad to see a robot make a toast. It's a, you know, it's something we've, you know, broke that barrier. So that was my impression, was like, it doesn't matter if you think you have all this charisma or whatever, maybe you can like wing a toast. Maybe if you're fucking, you know, Colin, Colin Mockery. That's actually what I was saying. Colin Mockery, or like the king of improv himself, Colin Mockery. It's Colin not Quinn. Gonna, what's that?
Not Colin Quinn.
No, not Colin Quinn. Colin Mockery, yeah. Or Ryan Stiles. It's never going to be better than if you just fucking make points and write them out, and then just he like read from a paper, and like it was fine, you know, like because the worst thing you can do at a fucking toast is go on and on and on, and everyone's like, oh my fuck, is this ever? Does he have a point? Is he getting to something? Kind of like, you know, most of this show. So that's the. That's the worst thing you could do. And no, it was good. So I had that thought that that's the other, you don't need this brilliant delivery if you just plan it out, you know, to put a little thought into it. So let's see. Was there anything else from that wedding? Oh, man, I wanted to play. Hold on. One more thing from the wedding. I took a quick video and it might sound like shit. I'm just going to try to play it. It's going to sound like shit, but I'm going to try from my phone here. Hold on. Yeah, just a quick, let's see if this is it. Yeah, you can kind of get an indication. There was this like little band. I don't know if it's technically mariachi. Like they didn't have the... It's probably me just being racist. It was that band, whatever that is. I don't know. It was kind of like the mariachi instruments people have, but they didn't, you know, they weren't wearing those weird costumes or anything. But Anyway, it was whatever that is. I, this is just my ignorance. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. The point of this is I fucking love that music and I would never listen to it. It's nothing I would ever listen to, but it's kind of weird. I was thinking about it because I instantly, you know, we get to this reception and this band is playing. And the whole time, this guy, the main singer guy was 100 years old. Like, is this guy, I love him. Like, I want to be friends with him. But he was, you know, I don't even know if he spoke English, but he was 100 years old and singing like he, like, well, you know, with a full-throated singing. And then some woman who I don't know if they were a family thing or not, but anyway, the woman was singing harmony the whole time. So it was just like an old man, an older woman singing harmony 100% of the time. You know, I think it's pretty much the same interval the whole time, but still, like, sounded really cool, right? Notes right on. And so we get in there and, you know, like, no one's paying any attention to that. It's just off in the corner is this band playing these songs and executing them perfectly and, like, creating a mood, I guess. But, like, nobody cared. So since I was carrying Phoebe all the time, I'm always looking for a place to sit. So I was like, I'll just sit right here, right next to this band. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm just going to listen to them because it's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny that, like, that's the, I don't know how to say this, but, like, really all told at the wedding, nobody gives a shit about the band. Like, these people who are playing these instruments they were really good at them, you know, but it's kind of funny. It's like, I'm trying to think of an analogy. It's like, if we were, okay, so we watch football, you know, kind of, even though it's kind of sucks now, but we watch football. If you and I are watching a game and like the backup quarterback comes in or something, he just sucks dick. And you're just like, this fucking sucks. You know, like if you look at the sixth man on the roster for wide receivers, maybe he just looks terrible. And you're like, why am I even watching? But like, if you saw him at the gym one day and he was like doing his workout, you'd be like, this person is a fucking insane, amazing athlete. You know, like when you're looking at relative to the top competition in the world, maybe the 40th best quarterback looks like dog shit. Like he just looks, you're like, you don't even play the position. It looks fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But if you saw him like running, you know, doing the combine and like fucking throwing balls through tire swings and shit, you'd be like, this is Dan Marino. Like this is the great, he would look amazing, I bet, just in a workout. And I kind of feel the same way about this band. It's like in the grand scheme of what anyone can listen to in Spotify or on YouTube or whatever, in like the world of music, they're not really anything. They're not anything. But like when you see them up close, I feel like people don't give these people enough credit, you know, because they're awesome. Like they're all playing without even thinking about it. Like they're just all doing these. The one guy is playing like a fucking harp thing. I don't even know what it is. It's some sort of harp-like.
That's true. I've never seen a mariachi band that looked like they were like struggling. Not sure about their song that they're playing.
No,
what if they just play the same songs for like 40 years or something?
But still, it's not easy. Like they're better at that than I am at anything, probably. Like yeah, they're just
really good.
All so that they can be in the background of a wedding and nobody cares. Like that's pretty much the
remembers
it. It's so weird.
Note.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not very memorable music is the other thing. It's kind of, it all sounds exactly the same. So that's part of it. But still, they sounded perfect. They're playing. This guy is, I'm trying to look at what this guy's doing on this weird fucking harp. And like the way he has to do these chords and the leads he's playing, he, you know, busts them out perfectly. They sound amazing. It's nothing I know anything about. It's super cool. Like I would have just watched it the whole time. But because.
I don't usually see harps in. Mariachi.
I don't know what it is. It's like a, what's that?
Well, that's not really mariachi.
I know. That's why I can't put my finger on what it is.
It sounded like Little Mermaid-y kind of for a minute. Do they have steel drums?
No. That's the harp you're hearing. It makes a weird, but it's like a, it's not a harp that you've seen, you know, it's like a kind of a different.
Not your father's harp.
Yeah. Grandfather's harp. Maybe it was your grandfather. I don't know. Maybe it is your grandfather's heart.
It is your grandfather's.
Yeah, it wasn't like the fucking, you know, angels, you know, like in heaven, kind of that kind of harp. Like somebody
Wait,
just
did
ascended.
I tell you that Dove joke I thought of?
No.
I think I did. When I saw the Blue Man Group on some show and I was like, man, they look totally different. I was like, this is not your father's Blue Man Group. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, that I mean, that was mainly the point. It's just like, it's funny. It's kind of depressing in some ways that like these people are better at this than anyone listening is bad, is good at anything, like including me and you. And yet it doesn't amount to that much. But it's they probably can get work all the time, so that's good. But it's not like nobody's throwing their fucking bras up in the air and like, no. You know what I mean? There's no.
The lead singer's not getting laid tonight.
He's just a charismatic old man. So he probably is anyway. Yeah. But apart from that. No, it was cool though. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's really some cool. Types of music. If they're playing at a certain place, your brain just goes, "That's that type of music."
Right.
But that's
yeah.
all I need to know. Like
yeah.
it doesn't.
It has
you're not
created
like, no one's
an
talking
atmosphere.
About the set like afterwards.
Right.
Like yeah, it's pretty good.
Did
like
you
the
hear
third
when they
song,
did that?
Kind of, yeah. I don't know if I would have played that one.
Right. It's exactly. But
like
what
the
I was
the end, the last song was they killed it. It was like brought the whole house down. Like it's
yeah,
just your brain goes, "Oh, that's mariachi music. Cool."
Yeah.
I'll just sort of hear that in the background for 4 hours.
Yep.
It's weird. It's
really interesting.
I wonder if wherever the music originates from, I mean, it's not like I don't know where that, but I mean, you know, whatever type of music, if it's, you know what I mean? Like if it's different, if it's your type of music that.
Yeah. Like if there's a region in Mexico somewhere where they're fucking selling out Coachella.
Or if they're just like standards that they know. So, you know, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Because they all just sound like songs
that.
You've never heard.
Man, and the woman was going to do the clicky-clacky shoe thing. But she said, like, oh, yeah, the surface we're on, it doesn't work. And I was like, ah, fuck. I would have loved that. I would have eaten that shit up if she's singing and doing, like, the tick-tick-tick-tick-tick with her shoe.
That's cool.
How fucking cool is that?
Is that, like,
how
Spanish?
Cool is that? Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I don't understand. I'm not.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It is
God.
Super cool.
That reminds me. You know, fucking Weezer did that fucking Africa cover, and it's like the biggest song of the whole century now.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
That 10 years ago when I started playing hockey, before I retired from hockey, 8 years ago, whatever it is, like that song has always been kind of funny and good. And now it's like cool for it now. Everybody thinks,
oh yeah, you were on to the the Toto thing. That's so weird.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the fourth time you've done this with a major thing, at least.
Yeah.
Where you played me some Toto fucking 5 years ago or something.
Guess who else was playing that at that time? Nobody.
Nobody. Yeah.
Except for people who liked them just because they're good. And now it's like let me explain.
No, I've been meaning to talk about this for a while. They're so fucking done. They've jumped the shark again. They're go ahead.
This is not, I'm not saying, oh, I was into this one before it was cool. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm saying
you're into it after it was cool, before it was second cool.
Yeah. I just think it was pretty good. It's not like amazing. It's good, whatever. But the thing they're doing with it is like they're making it into a joke. That's what it is. It's insulting. It's like, hey, we're doing this old song and it's big. Look at these fucking idiots who wrote this stupid song. And now we're making it a little modern. And now we're making, you know, it's like.
I don't know if that's exactly what
what it feels like to me.
It took. I don't know if you know this because you don't do any. I don't know what you do all day. But it took like. Maybe a month or two after you were playing it for me, or maybe it might have been a year or two.
Yeah.
I started hearing it everywhere I went. Everywhere. And I think people genuinely like Africa, but they all were like playing it. It's all kind of ironic, like, oh yeah, this song, haha. But like not exactly. And I don't know what it means. I have no idea why you're always a step ahead of that. I don't understand what that is. It's the weirdest thing.
I don't know.
It's happened several times.
I've always liked that song. I remember hearing it, I don't know, a million years ago when I was little and I thought it was cool. And then I think it's because like Spotify became a thing where you could just listen to anything you want, you know, whenever that was 8 years ago. And then I would just like remember, you know, I have stuff pops into my head out of nowhere that I haven't thought about for 15 years. And then I go, oh, I can just listen to it right away. And it wasn't that long ago that you would be like, how do I even hear that song? You know, 10 years ago, you couldn't.
Weird.
But my kids love Rosanna, and they have like three.
Rosanna's
songs.
Not getting its due. Everybody's on the fucking Africa, and they're not playing Rosanna, which is
that's exactly. That's why I'm saying it's like a joke song that everyone thinks it's funny. It's like you said, ironic. Like, ooh, stupid.
Yeah.
And fucking Weezer is the perfect band to do that. They're just that's what they are now. They're just like, we'll be a joke. We'll just make fun of stuff, and you know, everyone will think it's cool because we're Weezer.
I don't know. Again, I don't think they're making fun of it. I think they're doing it because it's a fucking meme right now. Like, this song is a thing right now. And so they're like, oh, we're cool too. We're playing this song.
That's Curse of Tupac, fun God damn it.
No, it's the opposite. It's them saying like, oh, we're, I mean, it's a portion, like it's a tiny bit ironic, but I don't think they're making fun of it. I think they're like, I think it's their fucking clickbaity thing. It's like, they know it's big right now. So they're just doing it like, you know, to kind of get in on that.
Yeah. I specifically remember in our second season of hockey that remember what's his name had the little boombox in the locker room and
I told
him to play that. Like, we had it as our little, like,
wow. Yeah, that's forever ago.
Yeah.
That's like 2012 or 13, maybe.
11. Well,
nah, it's a little later. It's like,
well, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Because I started in 2010, or we started.
We started in 2010, and it took us a while to get into it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2011, 2012. 12, something like that. Yeah. That was way ahead of this fucking Toto curve. Anyway, that's crazy. Also,
would you like me to tell you what's coming next, or should I?
Yeah,
just say
I know. Why don't you fucking give us a window into the future?
No, there's plenty of good ones.
Yeah, we'll see.
I guess it's, so. We're 70s. We're in the 70s now. Is that where we're?
I don't. Yeah. Are we going backwards or for? Are we going to hit the 90s?
When that one.
When are we going to get to the point where people start playing the 90s shit ironically, and we're like, that's not ironic. It's just good. That's not gonna be very long,
dude. That reminds me. The other night I had like 100 beers and I just was like, I'm going to listen to In Utero and Nevermind. And I was like, oh, this isn't good. Like, it's not, I don't want to listen to this really. Uh-oh. Like, it's cool sounding, but like I had my guitar and my headphones on. I was like, I'll just play some easy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is boring.
Yeah.
Like, 1 second. It's not.
Yeah.
Nothing.
A lot of it wasn't. A lot of it's for me. It's still like, because it's such a product, like it was amazing and some of it holds up, but yeah, a lot of the deeper cuts don't hold up.
Yeah, it's like I was trying to, you know, when you, that's hard to explain, but when you get an idea of like an old band you want to listen to and you're like, explain this. Like, I get it with Siamese Dream sometime. Like, I have this idea that it's really good, which I still think is really good.
Yeah, Siamese Dream is still really good.
But like, you don't, sometimes you're like kind of going through the track listing and you just nail it. Like, you get the one that you're like, oh yeah, this is exactly the one I wanted to hear or whatever.
Yeah.
I did that with In Utero. I was like, I need that In Utero song that's In Utero or whatever. Yeah. And I clicked a bunch of them and I was like, oh, none of these are what I, they're not as good as, like, they couldn't find the song that was.
Nevermind still rules, right? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
In Bloom. So there's good. A couple songs that, I don't know. It's gotten to the point where there's like three or four songs that I want to listen to on those albums and the rest.
It was just
like,
such a specific cultural response to, you know what I mean? It just doesn't, it's so out of context now.
Yeah. It really is weird. It's like weird. Kurt Cobain didn't even exist.
And yeah, it's bizarre.
At a certain point, he was like the whole earth was Kurt Cobain. Like, it was through whatever he was doing. Now it's like he doesn't even exist. What would he be
really
now? Like, if he just like was unfrozen right now today, I'd be like, dude, you don't. What are you doing here?
Yeah, that'd be weird.
You're not supposed to be here.
Although it's been long enough that I feel like he could make a comeback. Like, he could do something that's so different from everything else that people would be like, oh, this is fresh.
Yeah, that's the worst about when you never get to know, like, what would he have done? Would
well, it's actually the best. Or... It's the he died at the top of his game.
Yeah.
But I guess it has changed. Like, it's changed in a way that the 60s stuff hasn't. You know, it's never like you turn on Jimi Hendrix music and you're like, well, this doesn't make any fucking sense anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is still great. Speaking of, just listened to, well, I guess Jimi Hendrix must have only had three albums that he put out in like a 2-year period. It's crazy because he had a contract to do. I just looked it up because I was like, you know, normally I listen to the greatest hits, but this time I was like, you know, I want to see if there's anything I'm kind of missing from the other, you know, and because the one, Axis Bold as Love, is the album I've actually listened to the album of a million times. It's so good. I love it. I love like almost every song. But I listened to his first album, and it has, you know, good songs, but also has some kind of crap songs. And I was reading, and it was like, yeah, he had a contract to put out two albums in the same year. They're like, they're both pretty good. Like, they have enough good songs, but it really should have been probably one album, you know, and then like one album of shit. But yeah, he put out like two, three albums and then died all in like a 1 year period. But his good songs are still fucking good. Like,
yeah,
you don't,
so good.
You don't hear it and like, well, this only made sense in the 60s. It's like, nah, they're still fucking awesome.
Yeah, but what I was going to say with the 60s is like, oh God, I'm getting terrible feedback. Why does that happen?
I don't know. Here, I can mute. Hold on. I found if I mute the. Is
don't want to hear my own voice.
Check two. Is that any better?
No, now it's like a robot doubled lower.
Oh, I turned on my double robot function.
Double robot. Oh, there we go. It's gone now. What I was going to say is with the 60s, in the 90s when I was listening to 60s music, they had like wars and stuff. Like there was.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is a note I had.
Weird.
Go ahead.
You read about what was going on in the 60s and then the music. And then when you heard it, you could feel that,
yeah,
that
it all
really
connected. Does feel like you're there.
Yeah. And then with the 90s now, you're like, what the fuck was going on in the 90s? There's nothing. Yeah. Like, not like it was fine, but like, I mean, there was, you know what I mean? Like the Nirvana music, you could kind of, now you can kind of remember like, oh, I was in high school or whatever, but it doesn't
have to be there.
Associate like, to something.
Yeah. You know? If a newcomer listens to 60s music, like we obviously were because we weren't fucking born then.
Yeah.
Then we know what it's like. Oh, I feel this exactly. You have the something's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like all those like amazing. This was the note I had was, why are only Vietnam protest songs good? There's nothing. Do you know of any? Was there like Iraq war protest songs?
No.
But if there were, like, we'd be like, this is jack off bullshit, I bet. Like we just would have felt like it was stupid. Is it because we weren't there? Like if we had been there during the Vietnam stuff and we heard, you know, Fortunate Son or something, maybe I'll play.
Yeah.
Oh, no, never mind. I don't have that set up to play. Or you know, the Beverly Springsfield song that I was just singing. Stop now, what's that sound about? Yeah. Would we have been like, oh, this fucking jerk off protest music, who cares? Is that what we, you know, or is it because we weren't there, or are they just better? Maybe they're just better.
Yeah, well, better than what? There weren't any.
Better than, well, maybe they're, I don't know. I bet, okay, I guess I skipped a step in my argument. My thinking is there have to have been protest songs about everything. Yeah. Like every like Desert Storm and like, you know, the Iraq War in 2003 and all that. There have to have been, but they just sucked, so we never heard them. That's my theory.
Yeah, the popular music wasn't Google, like, didn't do it or something. Yeah.
Iraq War.
There was no protest. Nickelback Iraq War. Well, that was before them. When was the Iraq War? 92, 91?
Oh, that Desert Storm?
Desert Storm?
Yeah, like, yeah, but the Iraq War is in 2003, like I was saying. So Nickelback could have very easily done. Yeah, Desert Storm, I don't know if that was as much a war as the Iraq War. Okay, protest songs.
Oh, yeah, there's been a couple of them now.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's a good one.
Are we ever not in an Iraq War?
No, we're not in Iraq, we're in Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
I love how we just don't even know.
Like, yeah.
Who are we warring right now? No one cares. I'm trying to look if there's any by like a good. Remember there was that pro one that was a country song that got pretty big?
Yeah.
So dorky. Oh, man.
Well, there was Freedom Isn't Free. It costs folks like
Yeah, that's the best one. Freedom Isn't Free.
While you're looking that up, speaking of me. Earlier when I said weird songs pop in my head for no reason, this morning I was taking a shower and I started singing the, you probably don't even know the song, but you know, do you know Andrew WK, Andrew C, what is his name? Andrew WK.
That sounds like somebody. What is that?
Is that his name? Andrew WK. He had these songs. They're like, like party song. The song is called Party Hard. Do you know that song?
No, I don't know. What
this is. My God. It was on like a Madden 1 year, like 2000 Madden or 2001 Madden. You can't play stuff right now, you said?
Oh, it'll, okay, let me figure it out.
You should play that song, it's so funny.
It's gonna take me a second to get it plugged in.
Everybody listening will know the song.
Sp- Spotify, I guess. What am I doing? What am I looking
Party
at?
Party Hard by Andrew W.K.
Okay.
The
Let's
guy's see if a this joke.
This works.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
This was in my head. I was just laughing at myself. It's like, I don't even know how to explain what it is. It's kind of catchy. That part was in my head.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's like super produced.
Yeah, I was going to say, what song. I was going to say is when it's so fucking produced that the guitar tone gets to a point where it's borders on synth, you know, yeah. Like it could be synth. I don't even know. Like it's just sounds weird.
Anyway. But
yeah. The songs I'm looking at this album called I Get Wet.
Yeah.
It's Time to Party is number one. Party Hard is number two. Yeah. Girls Own Love. Ready to Die. Take It Off. I Love NYC. She is Beautiful. Party Till You Puke. Fun Night. Got to Do It.
Yeah, I never owned the album, just so you know. Oh, I heard that song on a Madden game, and like it was in, you know, when you're doing all the trading and, you know, back in the old days, you'd just be...
You're managing your franchise.
Yeah, you're just managing something, and songs are playing in the background forever, and I didn't turn them off or whatever. I have probably, in my mind somewhere, there's, you know, 200 songs from sports games that I heard 1,000 times. And like most of them are terrible, or they're all terrible. Anyway, why would I have that song stuck in my head this morning when I was taking a shower?
No, that makes sense.
Out of nowhere.
God, I don't know if this will be interesting, but it blows my mind. My mind. Minds. No, like every day I live, the more I'm convinced that life's not real. It's actually, everything's impossible.
Yeah.
Human brains are impossible. They don't exist. Prove to me. There's no way. The stuff that we do, the stuff that like our brains just do all the time, like give you an example that's nothing, but it's fucking weird, is what blows my mind is when, I'm trying to describe it, but when you remember something or you think of something that comes suddenly into your conscious mind that must have been brewing in the background for a while, you know, that's what blows my mind. Like, and the biggest example happened this morning. It was the weirdest thing to me. So I've talked about my shitty fucking stomach. I have to take a pill every night for my heartburn. Otherwise, my stomach just dies. And the couple times, I mentioned it last time, the fucking food poisoning. If I forget it, it's agony. If I take two, it's even worse agony. And I have this pill planner thing like an old man, so I don't forget. And because we were on this fucking road trip and the toiletries bag didn't get unpacked... I don't know how. I mean, I shouldn't be mad at Lydia. I should figure out my own shit. But like somehow the toothbrushes and the stuff we needed for that was out. But my pill thing was still in a bag somewhere. So I didn't see it. And I just forgot to take it. And my brain had my conscious brain had zero fucking idea that I didn't take the pill. I had no idea. Like literally no fucking clue. I get woken up. Lydia wakes me. I'm in a dream. I was having a dream, like, you know, when you're fucking experiencing it and then you get woken up. It's like the weirdest thing. Somehow at like 7:30, I don't know if it was the baby, I don't know what woke me up, like a noise, but I don't remember it. And as I woke up, I found my mouth saying to Lydia, "Oh, I didn't take my pill." And I had no thought process of. It wasn't like, oh, my conscious brain said, oh, remember, you just realized you didn't take your pill. Like, I can't even describe it. It wasn't in my brain until I said it. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't take my, that's fuck, I forgot. It was the weirdest thing. God, it blows my mind. Like, there's so much in our brains all the time that go on that we have no fucking idea. And like, I always think of it when it's something like that, where I remember something, you know? And I always think, like, I could have just not ever remembered. You know, there's nothing, as far as my conscious brain is concerned, I had no fucking idea and I never would have remembered until, like, maybe I saw the pill thing later, you know, the next day or whatever. Just, God, it's so mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
And it's the same. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's just weird how, oh, my God, the feedback is twice as bad now.
Weird. Here, I'll mute the thing again, see if it helps. I don't know why it's doing that now. It's just Hangouts. I don't get this problem with anything else.
Huh. It's weird how there's a lot of stuff going on that you have no control over in your brain, and it's not scary. You know, like,
yeah,
we're still able to feel like we're in control of.
Right, but everything. We're not. Most everything we think about is not, we don't consciously do it. Like all our processes and all the everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, like all the things you're worried about, like some of it you know you were worried about it, but there's other stuff that you're worried about. Your brain is doing work on worrying about that you're not even, you don't even know.
God, that was
like
the
you could still
thing.
Just be walking around and have your day and do everything. Not
right.
Like we should be going like, oh, fuck, I can't fucking control this thing. Ah, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, someone should ask you a question like, hey, do you want to go to the zoo? And then your answer is like, I don't fucking, okay, hold on. Let me see what my brain's doing. my brain's saying, I think so. Let's go, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, we act like we're 100% in control of everything. We're totally, it's all unconscious. Like most
But if
of
someone
it.
Asked you, like, if you want to go to the zoo or whatever you said, you can, your brain does enough. It's like, here, just, here's a quick feeling of like, yes, you do want to go or no.
Yeah, exactly. And for us, it's always no. We always have a feeling of no for any anything.
Yeah, you're like, nah, I don't really want to go. And you're like, I don't really know why. I just, my brain.
And then you make up reasons. And did you know that? That's actually supported in research that most of, not necessarily, I don't know about those questions, like, do you want to go somewhere? But most of our like moral reasoning is just we feel something's wrong and then we come up with a reason afterwards.
Yeah.
Like almost
sense.
All of it. If you ask someone like, oh, why is this wrong? Yes. And then they're like, why is it wrong? And then they come up with something that's like not even right.
Yeah.
I think they did a test where like, oh, there's also these tests where they can tell somebody's going to press, you know, a button, you know, if it say it's like A or B button or whatever, and they can detect it before they're consciously aware of it. And then, oh God, there's one where I'm blanking on exactly what it was, but in the experiment, essentially it was constructed so they knew the decision was bullshit. Like somehow the controller, whoever, whatever, they knew it was a bullshit decision, but when they asked people why they made it, they would come up with a reason to justify it, even though they didn't make the decision based on how the experiment, like, that's all we do is like our conscious brain just comes up with like excuses for what we already think in our unconscious brain most of the time. It's weird. But anyway, it just blows my mind when something like that, where it pops into my brain and it just could have not. And I'm always like, it could have just not. And sometimes it's really important. Have you ever had that? Like, I'm blanking on the example, but I had something where I remembered at the last second, like, oh shit, I have to do such and such. And it was like pretty damn important. And I always think like, I could have just not remembered. It would have just been, you know, like if the fucking gremlins in my brain hadn't dished up whatever that thought was like at the perfect time to my conscious brain, I just never would have done it. It's so weird.
Yeah, just wait till you, maybe like 5 more years, you'll stop. You know, those won't happen.
Yeah.
You'll just forget. Yeah. That's where I'm at now.
I'll just never think of things.
Yeah, I used to always think like, oh, I always end up remembering it, but then I don't. But then what's weird is you don't know that you're not remembering it. So,
so it
a month will go by and you go, whoa, I just never remembered that I was supposed to do that.
No, that also happens to me. I think I have the full range of things. Oh man, God, I have a lot more stuff. So we can do a boner. You want to do a tasty boner?
Yeah.
Everybody, head on over to the Facebook group.
I got a good question about my kids for everybody.
Ooh, awesome.
On the boner.
So
like it's a dilemma of like, who's wrong or, you know, who should be punished.
That's my favorite.
Basically. Yeah.
So go to patreon.com/shoeshine, catch the bonus content. You can just subscribe to the feed there and then you get a one long episode. You don't have to worry about any of this nonsense. Plus, we'll cut out all the advertisements. There won't be any.
Yeah.
God, we're
it's
doing what?
Expensive,
5-6 advertisements a show that they won't be in the bonus feed is what I'm saying. The bonus feed, you won't get any ads. I promise. All right. Thanks for listening. Catch us over on Patreon for some bonus content. See ya.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com.
or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.